swamps of college radio, Northeast Ohio, come the farther and further adventures of Lonesome Cowboy Dave, the psychopath finder in Scabby Days, lonesome and abused substance abuser, and the all-time worst country song stylist needs psychiatric help.
Open me to pulpit, I am praying for some pain.
He gets that help from the Native American sage and spiritual medicine ball man, the psychopath finder.
Studio.
Psycho's mission to cure Lonesome and win the Nobel Prize for doing so is sometimes complicated by Scabby Days, an autistic, artistic, accident-prone idiot savant with his astigmatism spate. Join us as we join them in their beat-up RV on the edge of the post-apocalyptic industrial revolution. At this very moment, Lonesome is tuning his guitar and grinding his teeth.
Dang! Broke another G-string. Say, engine valves, you got a spare G-string I could borrow?
Ugly. You can use my G-string. Here, let me take G-string off. Too hot for so many clothes anyway. That's that G-string.
Thanks, Engine Tune-Up. Hey, I never knew you were hung like a horse. Fly.
Maybe small, but me love every foot. Cowboy tries to be ready, derisive. Me better take notes. Psychoanalyze, dumb cracker.
What are you writing, man? What are you writing there again?
Yeah. Jackhammer the railroad, spiking my temple on purpose. Oh, does it hurt?
That was a weird-looking embolism. Could you please keep it down to a dull bellow, Scabby? I'm trying to rehearse for my big gig coming up. It's the opening act in Jesus Presley's Back from the Dead Second Coming concert, and I expect to make
delusions
it
delusions running rampant, starting to rant. Notice little drool forming at ear openings. Very boring. Must write down. You better take them more special herbs and roots I concocted for you.
Herbs? Like Herb Score, or Herb Washington, or Herb Hoover, or Roots, like in Roots 66.
Hey, cockroach with a beard and a gun just shot my other foot off.
No, Cowboy Dave. No. Medicinal herbs, psychoactive roots, ancient concoction handed down from my ancestors, my great fourth cousin on mother's bastard son's side. Give recipe. Heap good for you and poor mystifying sick psyche.
Gee, I don't know, Engine Block. That doctor from Sebring State Mental Institution, I'm a graduate, you know, Dr. Claustrophobia, says your holistic treatments ain't nothing but a bunch of twiddle twaddle, and I should seek therapy elsewhere.
You better not swear. FCCIA, the Federal Central Communication Intelligence Agency, may be listening.
Hey, Psyche Poodle Fondler, I just thunk of something. Now that Clinton is the resident president, he's just got to be the left of that last pres. I think John Birch was the left of that last president. But what'll we parody now that the right wing is cut and diminished in power? We can't cut down our own predictious and predilicious pernicious left-wing nuts. We can't do that. That's what Flush Limburger does. And what'll we do? No more FCCIA jokes, no more peelies, no more helping hand grenades and all that other stuff. All our sticky's like real old and dated and dried and stinky-like.
Oh, no, Dave, no worry. Right wing, no go away. They still will be here, lurking, plotting, undermining, demanding, Christmas goose-stepping.
No more material, man!
No, the cabal will go on. Now, Hemingway. Back to Dr. Claustrophobia, Engine said. That Sheraton Hotel? Him no think my holistic treatments no work? Double negative on that. Modern medicine, not for you. Luke!
My name's not Luke.
Luke! You've been in and out of institutions all your life before meet me. Ice bath, primal scream, primal whisper, electroshocks, Monroe shocks, cattle prods, synthetic drugs, synthetic rugs. What good it do you? You worse off before and after your present past become future's past present. You need natural cures. You need my herbs and roots. You need my guidance and supervision. You need a bath.
Yeah, personal hygiene is not one of my fortes, although I am in my fortes. Hey, give me one of them herbs, me old Navajo. You might as well have a herb. Might as well have a drink, man. Might as well have another drink. Might as well have a drink. Might as well have a pill. Might as well have another little snort. Might as well have a couple more puffs. Might as well have a night gown. Oh! Might as well have... Hey, I just realized now that maybe Gart Clinton's in, drug jokes will be in again like there was in the 60s. And when Carter was in, and that laughing type stuff. The guy who put the libido in liberal, Clinton. And... Hemingway, check out my opening song for the Jesus Presley concert.
Hit me with it. Let me hear this happy crappy.
Well, you better hold up high because I'm having a hard time seeing. Good day, sunshine of your love. Drink it rolling down the river deep. Mountain higher, light my fire. You're going to burn, babe, burn. Love is many freckled things.
Gee, Dave, that was great. Tomorrow...
I put a blame ball in my soup. I swallowed it. I stepped on a landmine.
Tune in next week when we'll hear Lonesome Cowboy Dave sing.
This town ain't big enough for both of my two heads. I mean, both of me.
Hey, fundamentalist mom. Born again, Dad. Worried about your son or daughter's falling under the devil's own heavy metal music spell? Well, pray no more. Now there's Scam Art's heavy metal detector. This fabulous device is the answer to all of your prayers. Nothing could be easier or more politically correct. When your kids come home from their daily three-hour prayer meeting, make sure they haven't strayed. Simply place the megaphone gadget near their ears and praise the Lord. If they hear you and scream in pain, you know they've been good. If they can't hear you, you know they've been listening to heavy metal's deafening sound.
Is he alive or dead? I see the rhythm.
And the correct punishment can be implanted to them daily or on an hourly basis. Scam Art's heavy metal detector. Teach your children family values and musical ones.
Kmart shoppers. Right now in our bedroom department, we got a black and blue light special on all white sheets, robes, tar and feather beds. In the record and 8-track department, check out the new releases from the Great White, the Average White Band, White Snake, Mr. Wizard, and Barry White. Sorry, no Barry White. In the white men's department, for all you cross-dressers, check out the sale on blazers and knickers. As always, thank you for chopping at the KKK Mart, where every day there's a white sale and a fire sale.
Cake, give me a beer.
I'm awful busy. Could you please just wait a minute, sir?
Listen, I want a beer and I want it now, stupid bitch. Oh, you're handicapped.
when you don't have the time or inclination to be genteel, order an Impolite. Impolite is specially brewed for those people in bad moods, cantankerous or otherwise foul-mouthed and tempered. Impolite is made from bad hops and spoiled barley, quickly brewed in Tupperware containers at the sun's surface temperature so as to give you the taste you deserve.
Here's your Impolite, sir.
Bitch, what took you so long? You were gone for over a minute. Crappy service, crappy. What, $2.75 for a beer from an ugly waitress? Get out of here, I'm not paying.
Impolite, rude for rude, crude, lewd dudes.
Clear my throat. I look into the future. I see a great war caused by a man with a funny mustache. 50 years later, I see 50 nations coming together for a vote. There will be a great war of words. I see a world order no more.
Scary, isn't it? The way old Nostradamus could predict the future, he was a bona fide fortune teller, but did you know he also picked future sports events? Well, now the old fortune teller could make you a fortune. That's right, Scam Arts has uncovered the lost Nostradamus betting slips, the ones the old soothsayer himself picked in a psychic stupor. You can get the latest line from beyond the grave. Listen to these amazing predictions.
Soon bears will subdue Vikings, giants will stomp lions, and eagles will soar over turts. I see a racetrack, yes. The winner is lettuce by a head. I see old golfers, yes, with funny heads and big pieces of iron bristling from their noses. I see a game being played, a super game, played in a bowl. I see Cowboys. I see Dolphins. The Cowboys will beat the Dolphins in the big 26 Super Battle and beat the spread.
Not only that, but we've got Nostradamus' picks on just about any sporting event. Highlight, dog racing, boxing, regular season basketball games, regular baseball season games, and exhibition hockey. Get these amazing tips from a guaranteed paranormal. Send $666 to Nostradamus Picks the Winners, 99-yard drive, Duplass City, Ohio.
Faster than a speeding cyclone, more powerful than a locomotive. Able to wreck tall buildings with a sling bound. It's a blur, it's a deranged. No, it's super manic. Yes, super manic. Strange outpatient from another galaxy with mental powers far beyond those of mortal men. Super manic! Bend your patience with his presence. Change the course of mighty reefers. And who, disguised as wild-mannered Clark, can't fight an ever-ending battle for truth, injustice, and the American way of strife?
Vey, silly me. I dropped a dime. I got to pick it up. Who are you? Who are you?
Who am I? I am Supermanic, strange nut from hyperspace, and I'll help you find your dime. Stand back. This isn't going to be pretty.
No, it's not. This ain't pretty at all.
Wait a minute. Wait. They made gotten him not on my wall. Don't rip the carpet from the shelf. Not at the TV. The china, not the cat.
No! No!
Stop flying through my ceiling. Get out of here.
Well, I didn't find your dime, but I did find this Chuck E. Cheese coin.
This Chuck E. Cheese coin? My home is in shambles.
You're crazy! What's wrong with you?
No need to thank me. No need to thank Supermanic.
Yeah, right, not.
No, it's no use. Bullets don't hurt Supermanic at all. Nor knives. Not even flamethrowers. I can see you're ungrateful with Supermanic. That's the thanks I get for helping you humans. Uh-oh, my ultra super hearing has heard a call of distress. Someone's sink is clogged. This looks like a job for Supermanic. I'll be going now.
Yay, you crushed my foot.
I can almost hear the clouds rolling in now. It's a blustery fall evening. America's worst country western singer, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, is at home at the RV with his Native American holistic medicine man and psychotherapist, psychopath finder, and their severely retarded ward, Scabby Days, the idiot savant of avant-garbage music. Our sordid and predictable tale begins as psychopath finder writes a letter to Grandma Tits on Bull Moose and his other relations back on the reservation in Montuna Casserole.
Dearest Grandma, thanks for nice thermal socks you send me on birthday. They really come in handy today. You see, Dave, the goofy white guy I'm trying to cure...
Are my pants on?
...flushed all the other socks you sent me down the toilet. Today was a sloppy day, and I don't know what I would have done without them socks, Graham. Also, the fried bread and buffalo stew you sent me was absolutely yummy. Although I must admit, I really didn't get to try the corn pudding of succotash again because of the weird white guy and the other weird white guy with brain damage. They do have disorders which make them inconsiderate. And they don't really want to be the way they are, but sometimes they just try to get to me. And in reference to your last letter, no, I do not want to come home to Montuna, even though I would love to see you all. Curing Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Scabby by herbal means will not only win me the No Belly Button Prize, but will gain our traditional ways of Indian healing valuable recognition and respect too, Graham. You know what you always used to say about Western Euro civilization. Bunch of low-life, strash, stinky, peckerwort dogs and... No, I won't bring up the West, Graham. You were quite graphic there at times. But you know, curing these two would bring our people some respect. And it's a great mountain I have to climb. They try my patience. Great spirit, darn it. If I could, I'd shake up the psychiatric community and get me a ton of money. Well, right if you find work, Graham. Love, your little blind beaver, Yatahe.
Hey, Engine, help me tie this rope around my wasted waist. I'm going down to the welfare office disguised as an ugly, this old naked baby and trying to get food stamps.
Food stamps? What happened to grocery money? Dave, you drunk?
Oh, shit.
What did I tell you about herbal psychotherapy? This week was critical. Only two more blue corn moon on Spanish moss and Acadia bark treatments, and you would be an almost semi-normal.
Hey, man, I'm a shock.
Hey, I can smell the miles a block away. Damn, truck drivers leaving their tuxedos and pieces of dried excrement all over the road. Damn, this blood keeps dropping from my head wound. Damn, leaving little scarlet pools all over my Betty Damn paid photo. Damn.
Scabby, shut up. Dave, what in the hell you do? Drink all the damn grocery money? You make me so mad I could kill you.
I don't want to. All aboard this train. I'm sailing, man. I ain't been in this house since that sterno can exploded and sent Sarge and Googie into my sinuses. Wait, one of them crying clowns is following me around again. I can just feel him staring at me from dark places.
Ancestors' bra and belly flap protect me. They've taken the high road to the highlands again after all my work, all this work, months, all this herbal preparation, H, all this persecution from one, no, two people. And one imaginary dog. Too much, total schizoid, alcohol-related relapse. I'll work down drain. Oh, this is too much for me. You two drive me to drink.
Hey, man, you can song out, Shaky Pat, from the star, I'm slobbering your face. I dreamed I was there at Custard's last pie in the sky. In heaven, everything is frying. At that 7-come-11, Custard's standing paradise. It's socially relevant, eh, Engine? It's socially relevant, eh, Engine?
Oh, oh, you broke my nose! What? Why? Why'd you broke my nose? What? Oh.
Hey, that's for calling me scabby. Hey, that's for calling me slushy retard. Hey, it's politically impolite. And obviously, good swim layer.
But you hit me! You both hit me! Calm down!
Damn it! All of you! Scabby, just sit down! Dave, sit down! Die, you guys!
Hey, now my other hand's broke. I picked my peanuts with my nose.
Just shut up! Both of you shut up! We can't take this anymore! Too much engine abuse! Not enough time! Everything ruined! Life work down toilet with dressed beaver skin socks. I'm going to my room now.
I'm going to my room. Hey, that's stupid. I didn't know you said that. What's with using the right definite article? Ain't the strict supposed to be me go room now?
I'm going to my room for a nap. I'm not feeling well. Scabby, don't you mock me, Scabby! Don't you mock me, you little retard boy! You mock me, I'll kick booty!
Yes, the Indian was troubled indeed. More than 5 years work at a minor Cleveland, Ohio radio station, fictitiously trying to cure a fictitious radio character of a fictitious disease. It was all so unreal, so futile.
Sleep, need sleep. Just one dream away from home. Back home, where elks play and antelope fornicate with Sasquatch. Oh, am I kidding? Home is just a dream. Just a dream.
Psychopath finder, not the hay, wake up. Grandma Titchenbowl made your favorite buffalo stew with two chilies. Spicy, just the way you like it. Just the way you and Grandpa like it. And blue corn fry bread and all the beer you can drink. Wake up, little flower. Wash day, child. Grandma loves you.
Grandma? Can I be home? Back where the ducks wear brass brassieres and the chimpanzees lark about in spandex?
Sounds like you had a bad case of nightmares or brain damage, beloved prairie flower. Perhaps a case of fixational delusions, tremens brought on by offered indulgence in your favorite blue corn fry bread and two chili stew. You probably pooped your little bed, too. Oh, look, you did. Right all over Turok, son of Stone's tomahawk. I'll just put on the speed racer sheets.
But, Grandma, can it really be you? Can I really be home?
Yes, son, no. Get up and go to school. Medicine man, college, big honor. Someday you will become a heap great medicine man, like your great-great-grandfather, Two Elks Foreplay, who could make himself invisible.
Graham, Two Elks Foreplay shot dead, buck naked, after running through Calvary Post, after being discovered in the nurse's shower.
Believe, my little cabbage head, believe. Now go to school. Grandma loves you.
Oh, all right. But my tummy's kind of upset. Oh, well, this must be dream. Same stupid jokes from previous episodes keep recurring. Must be dream, because here I am at Medicine Man College.
Now, students, it is time to teach you the mystery of plants. Mother Earth gives all things to her children. Now, who can identify this plant? You kid in the back, your headband's on crooked. Straight that headband up, kid.
You, yes, you!
Oh, me?
What plant? Five-pointed... I'm talking like a young boy. Me not old man yet. Five-pointed leaves. That zoot plant, man. Yeah, some bun-kicking herb. Me think it indica or something or sensimillion.
Hey, Spirit Chief and Teacher, how come this kid always gets to talk with the me think he big and he big stuff all the time? I think it's demeaning to Indian people. We don't talk like that.
Yes, like a bad man.
Silence, silence. Okay, first of all, this is not a zoot plant. This is Salvius officinalis, used to cure sore eyelids and jock itch. These drug references, by you, Psychopathfinder, have tried my patients. Although some of my patients have tried them. and the ugh heap big talk is personally offensive to me. Goodbye, Medicine Man College Psychopathfinder. You, Yatahe Simons Nibblesworth Psychopathfinder, are out of here until you get your act together.
No. No.
Yes.
Not this humiliating memory. What a crappy dream. What a crappy dream.
Believe, my son. You can do anything.
Graham, you still there, Graham? Graham, is that you, Graham?
Believe it? Yeah, I'll believe it. Believe it or not, I hawked your sacred medicine bag and got drunker. Yep, man, that's what I did.
Hey, Psycho, could you stay with my arm back on? I got caught in the piano wires trying to retrieve my eyebrow. I'm losing lots of blood.
Oh, no. It's you two.
Yeah, so what of me?
I was home.
What do you mean you're home?
Everything was great. I was taken care of. Now I gotta take care of you two, but...
Hey, what the hell, man? Home is where I left. Your credit cards. Where did I leave your credit cards?
No. What's that look in your eye? Wait a minute. Get away from me. Get away from me. No. Oh, no.
Oh, right near bed.
A pearl handle 22,
which is meant to deter intruders. Oh no, moral dilemma. Do I shoot him? Do I not shoot him? Do I shoot him? Do I not shoot him? Do I shoot him? Me shoot! Take that! Cracker Woods! Pecker Waits! Me sick of no more of you! No more of yous! Eat lead, cowboy! Grenade sandwich, retarded!
Well, Lonesome and Scabby are dead again, but they'll be back live after this.
Part of Lonesome Cowboy Dave was played by Lorinda Luce Bartotin Harding Tet Whistle Ding Dang Tang Tang already used misspent cartridge lever Bing Handle 25th. The Mongoose was played by serial killer Axelrod Zonda Hemschwartz and the Mercury 500, another playground group. The part of Psycho Pathfinder was played by Horsewood and Len Fissel and the Argyle People. The part of Scabby Days was played by Belinda Fisk and her entourage of bevies. The part of Grandma Tits on Bulmos was played by an erstwhile judge of comedy.
Hi, folks. Who makes you mad? Rude waitresses? That rap jamming next door? Boom, boom, booming all night? Someone stealing your parking spot? Don't get ulcers. Get the bomb. Newcomb! Now! Hi, folks. I'm Hiroshima Schwartz for Hiroshima Schwartz's Miniature Nuclear Weapons Warehouse. Thanks to the black market arms race and fall of the Soviet Empire, we are literally blowing up the competition. We've got Mini Megs, Pocket Thunder, the baby neutrino that leaves their apartments intact, the H-Tail Pocket Fishing Man, any and every kind of low-range, low-rad nuclear weapon, first strike or defensive, everything from 1 yard to 20-mile-yard dead zones, half-lives from 1 minute to 1 million years. These incredible teeny-weeny warheads actually fit in your wallet, purse, or pocketbook. For ladies, it's the petite Mini Meg Madame Curie with attractive gold chain reaction, only $29.95. For men, it's the rugged masculine Wernher von Braun Pocket Thunder, only $29.95. Just want to scare them, just wear them. Beautiful cobalt bomb earrings, only $29.95. Yes, folks, soon everyone will have the bomb. Don't wait till it's too late. Radiate pure power. Nukem! Now at Hiroshima Schwartz's Miniature Nuclear Weapons Warehouse.